Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Uncensored Show. If you're just watching us for the first time on Facebook or YouTube, realize that we have a show before this, a terrestrial show heard in 7 or 8 affiliates terrestrially, and then also live on twitch.tv as it's happening. And then we come and whore ourselves out yet another for another hour, uncensored, over here at the YouTube, Facebook, / Bubba Army Radio. Tune in with a Bubba Army app kicker. Mm-hmm. Blitz, make sure you get me that piz out.
Okay, yeah, I'll get it today.
If you can get it to me today, yep. It'd be great. So, Blitz, I know that, you know, you're not easily impressed by anything that you do. I think that you think that you're pretty damn good at it. So like anybody else that like for instance, guns, like, you know, like if I said, hey, Blitz, I got this guy who knows a lot about guns, you'd automatically be like, ah, guy's a piece of shit.
Not necessarily. There's a few people that I'd like know and watch that know way more than me.
About I know, guns. But you're also a drone guy too.
Yeah.
And so I was really, really, really impressed with Flow Racing. If you don't have Flow Racing or Flow Sports, I don't know if you can. I don't know within the Flow world. And let me. I'd like to have an air check of this, if you could.
Okay.
But I don't know within the Flow world if you can just go to Flow Sports and have a global package where you can watch everything. They like you would never have to ever subscribe to anything if you're a sports guy. I'm talking from collegiate wrestling to, you know, band to racing to whatever.
They got it all.
But I don't know if you can go to Flow Sports and buy a global package, but I know within the world, the microcosm of a world, the ecosystem that I live in, racing, Saturday night dirt track racing, Flow Sports, Flow Racing, Flow, FLORACING, Flow Racing. If you subscribe to that, you can pretty much watch, the selection of dirt racing is just unbelievable, from the Chili Bowl to, you know, Bubba Raceway Park this past, you know, a couple days ago. They'll They'll be in Altec this weekend. They'll be at East Bay. They'll be in Volusia. They'll be all over.
It looks like when you go to, if you go to the Flow Sports page and you go to subscribe, it says choose your sport.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they have like an all-in package. So
yeah,
I
don't think so. That's what I'm looking for.
Probably be like, like
$8 million.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so choose your sport. Mine happens to be racing, dirt racing, and Flow is the best at it. Like, they are they're King Kong. They're absolutely King Kong.
Oh, they have dirt on dirt.
Well, that's kind of their competition.
It's on their website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You're right. Dirt Vision is their competition, and that's not
neat. Flow Racing presents dirtondirt.com.
Yeah, yeah. So Dirt on Dirt is also a part of Flow. Mm-hmm. Dirt Vision is their competition, and it's a very distant second. Like, right. Flow Racing is the Amazon or the Google or the whatever. Like, everybody in racing that, you know,
yeah, they're
has
like the main,
Flow Racing.
They're like the main deal.
Yeah. So, Blitz, they have this drone guy.
Okay.
That they do a lot. And I got to tell you, man, if you use your drone right, you can eliminate three or four fixed camera guys. Because, Blitz, usually they have a fixed camera guy in the pit. So, like, as things are happening, like, as a guy pulls in and gets his right rear change because he hit a rock or something, then you have a fixed, and they're like, hey, we're going to throw it down to Johnny camera guy. And then in the switcher booth, they're like, all right, down to camera guy three. And then, now the drone guy just drives over there.
Sure.
And shows it. And then if there's something that's happening somewhere, the drone guy drives over there. Well, this drone dude for Flow, I met him. And he is just unbelievable at driving I guess you can be a professional drone flyer and you have a license and everything.
Me and Ty J both have that.
All right. And so you and Ty J are both drone enthusiasts, mm-hmm. right? So now there's one race in December because after the Rams left St. Louis, there's that big place, Lummy, that big dark monstrosity of a stadium they had that they hated.
Yeah.
The reason why they left is that St. Louis wouldn't build them a new one.
Nope.
This is when they had the greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner. And did they win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl.
And
they won two, one with Bolger and one with Warner.
So anyway, Blitz, this is equivalent to like, like the... like a dome that they play football in, but this is older. And so after the Rams left, they don't really do a lot of things in this building. They have trade shows and things like that. But about 5 or 6 years ago, some guy had a brilliant idea saying, we're going to put a small little dirt track in the middle, and it's called the Gateway Nationals, and they do it every December. Okay. And, you can watch it on Flow. They do open wheel modifieds. They do late models. They do, I think, mini sprints and things like that. And it's kind of like a little mini version of the Chili Bowl. It's not nearly as prestigious, but it's starting to get some traction. It really is. Like it really is starting to become a thing within the dirt racing world. Well, I was trying to find during the break. I was trying to find examples of this drone guy that I met for Flow, Flow's drone guy. I was trying to try to show some of his work so that I could show you, right?
Gotcha.
And so he did a tour. This is just his past.
What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Okay.
I don't know what his name is. I could tell you what he looked like.
Okay.
But I can't tell you what his name is. But he's a super cool dude. He's been their drone guy for a little over a year now.
Cool.
And he did this. This is some of his work. And so Blitz, he gives a tour of this facility with his drone. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to play the volume because we probably have a chance to maybe not get a copyright strike if we don't play the volume. So, but I wanted to show you, and you be honest if you think if you are as impressed with his drone skills as I am.
Okay.
All right. So this shows. Flying into, this is St. Louis, obviously, and Lummy, there's the big stadium beside it, and
the dome. Call it the Dome at America Center.
Now, Blitz, are you good enough of a dirty droner that if you see a guy that's got some decent drone skills, you'll at least be like, yeah, that guy's pretty good?
Yeah.
Or is everybody just going to be shitty?
No, they're all shitty.
Okay, here we go. So, Boy, they've really taken drone technology to a whole nother level, have they not?
Yeah.
As far as, all right, so he's flying in. I watched this earlier today because I was trying to show the best example of this guy's work that might impress Blitz. I'm trying to impress Blitz here. Because, Anna, you'll be admit, I mean, you know, Anna, you live in the world that I do with Blitz. He doesn't really think that things are like, that we could, what we think is cool, sometimes he'd take a shit on. He'd
oh, be like, oh, absolutely.
That's dumb.
Yes, that guy doesn't know shit. Yeah.
No, she knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I really think that the Flow Racing drone guy is pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. And
she'll ask me, she's like, what do you think about that? And I go, it's not bad. She goes, oh, well, in your world, that's pretty good then.
Yeah, and so if the Flow Racing drone guy gets, you know, he's not that bad, that's a B. Mm-hmm.
And he'll Blitz put someone over if they deserve it.
But Blitz, you truly, like, yeah, it's rare. Mm-hmm. But if a guy is good, Blitz, you're like, I mean, do you have it in you to say, yeah, that guy's
absolutely.
Good. All right, here we go.
Who's better, you or Ty J?
Who's better, you or Ty J?
Oh, I've never flown with Ty J.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So Blitz are showing, this is the facility here. And now he's going to go into the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Anything?
Yeah. That was a great left turn. That's, right. I've never seen a drone guy turn
right,
left
so,
like
so
that
far, now, I'm just going to let it run, okay, Blitz?
Yeah.
And until you, if you see something that impresses you,
okay.
Say so. I Otherwise, will. I'm just assuming everything's status quo.
Okay.
All right. So he's giving you a little, now this here looks pretty cool. Going through, is that kind of cool, Blitz?
I told you, I'll let you know when I see something cool.
Oh, okay. I thought going through those little things would be kind of cool. Didn't
no,
you?
No, no,
no. That ain't shit. Yeah, I can even tell you that.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, by
that ain't shit,
by I'm with you.
So he's showing you the pits and stuff, and,
Hey.
Now, hold on now. Come on. Whoa. Come on. He's driving through a guy's hauler.
Oh, that's cool.
Blitz, are you really being a dick?
No, it's the cool. That's I've never seen anyone do that
before.
This
guy sucks. He sucks.
I didn't say that.
Jobber.
I mean, he doesn't. He clearly doesn't suck.
All right, so now he's going to go out into the track, and he's going to give you a little. He's going to give you a little view of the track, which is kind of a neat setup for what used to be a football field.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's a pretty damn good setup there. Now he's going to drive you. I think he's going to show you some other parts of the building. He's going to go through, like, where they sell the merchandise and stuff. Boom. See, I'm easily entertained. I think, first of all, I know my androdextrous skills could not do any. I have broken 15 drones
by
now.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah. Now he's going to go through, Vendor's Row and, you know, where the guys sell all their stuff, the bathrooms and stuff like that. So he's just giving you a facility. Let me look at 50-yard line bar. Well, there's no more 50-yard line anymore. The Rams left about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so back through here now. I think he pops out. I think he pops out to the studio now. I mean to the racing surface. Now he's got the cars. They're on the track. And again, I'm not playing any of the audio because we got a chance to maybe not get a copyright Willie here if we do this here. And then a little bit more of the race surface. Now back to the upper. Area here, upper bowl. Now back down. Now, Blitz, where would this guy have to be standing to do all this?
With the new FPV stuff, pretty much anywhere.
Like, could he be like maybe in the middle there?
Yeah, or, he could be anywhere.
Or could he be where those race haulers were?
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously, this is not like one continuous video. There's been a few edits.
Oh, okay. And he probably was at least line of sight.
You're supposed to be legally, but you don't really have to be.
All right, so now he's going to take you down and go up around. Now he's going to go back out to the streets. Bam. And then I think it's almost done. Maybe he goes back into the building one more time. They have to park the late models out in the streets in December of St. Louis. Lucky they don't get robbed.
No kidding.
Gunpoint. Hey, man.
End up on blocks.
Hey, man. Guy comes up at gunpoint. Man, I want that late model.
I like the graphics. That's cool.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. So then I think that's it. Boom. So that's a little bit of his droning skills.
That's cool.
Nonetheless. And he did some... lots of. I'm gonna have to watch the links that you sent me, Lummy.
Yep.
Because I know they did a bunch of. They did a bunch of droning during the race where this drone was going like 130 miles an hour and Flo
has posted it, so it's not like hey, they don't want to talk about it. It's videos of their drones crashing onto cars and stuff.
Oh yeah, they have shown some.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like their own site, so it's not like they're, you know.
Right, they're making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Right. The Ricky Thornton, like they're, you know, right, they're making fun of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Regurge, Willie. Ricky Thornton Jr., Lummy, won Sunday.
Nice.
And this is his interview. Blitz, it's only going to be a few seconds long, so we might be okay.
Okay.
But I love Ricky Thornton. He put my track, man. A lot of racers don't like racing my track because my track is a very, very, by racing standards, very difficult track. It's a very, both corners are different. You know, like Volusia, for instance. God bless Volusia. God bless Eldora. But both corners are very forgiving. They're very sweeping. They're very wide. And Bubba Raceway Park's got a big sweeper in one and two, and then a little pinch down Willie in three and four. It's a very technical track.
Right. Sweeper to a pinch kicker.
A sweeper to a pinch kicker shaped like an egg. And Ricky Thornton Jr., who won Friday night, Lummy, had this to say about my track.
Different techniques, and really this is probably one of the most technical places we come to. The corners are so different, and it's probably one of my favorite racetracks, really.
There you go.
Nice.
That's my boy. I went up and gave him some Bubba Army swag.
Sweet.
The corners are so different, and it's probably one of my favorite racetracks, really. I think it helps just jumping in and have different...
Anyway, Ricky Thornton Jr., who won... I got my days all mixed up.
I know.
Who won Sunday night, and then Monday night was the Superman Jonathan Davenport.
Let's fast forward a little bit. This is the kind of stuff I like, a little bit faster paced stuff.
All right, hold on here.
Is this a golf course? Or no?
Just some beach this guy went to. He's never been here before, so he doesn't really know the course.
Whoa.
But this is how a lot of people fly now. Things like this.
How do you fly that?
Use your fingers.
Now, can you fly that good?
I can do some of that stuff, but not as good as this guy.
So you would be like, man, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, he's better than me.
Like, you'd look at him and be like, oh.
A lot of these guys, they fly a lot. I don't fly all that much. I don't drone fly a lot.
Now, what does this drone, the drone here this guy's using, what would it cost? Oh, $10,000?
A couple hundred bucks.
What?
Yeah.
They're little tiny cheap things. For real.
Yeah. You just take a GoPro on top of it. No big deal. There's millions of these out there.
Well, I thought my flow guy was pretty special, and
he is.
So, so you and Ty J are going out. I think you guys are going out droning this weekend.
Yeah, the weather's nice.
What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
Shit.
Yeah.
Friday I think is rain, right?
Which sucks. Yeah. I'm going to a concert outside.
What concert?
It's at Janus Live. You don't know who they are.
How do you know?
Why do you automatically make me look like a piece of...
Do you know who Big Gigantic is?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard of them.
What songs? What's your favorite song from them?
We got Big Nuts.
And We Cannot Lie?
Yeah.
The Other Brothers Cannot Deny?
Right. Exactly, Bubba.
We got Big Nuts.
I mean, I've heard... I'm familiar with them. I'm just not familiar with their music.
You are familiar with them?
I'm familiar with them. I'm not familiar with their music.
Right.
Yeah, they seem like your type of electronic.
I'm willing to bet most people have not heard of them at all.
I have heard of them. I've just never heard anything from them. But if somebody would have said... Is that a group or is that a? I would have at least been
Big Gigantic Watt.
I would have been able to say yeah. I've heard of them. I don't know any of their music. I think it's an electronic music. Is it not?
No.
Yes and no.
What do you mean? You can't. What do you mean? Yes.
Well, it's both. Like it's two musicians. One guy plays the sax. The other guy is a percussionist, and then they add in some electronic stuff with a soul music kicker, and you got some Big Gigantic.
Well, God bless you and your Big Gigantic. Is Blitz going to Big Gigantic with
no,
you?
No, he is not.
Yeah. No.
He's a real man.
He's a real man.
He has a penis left with an ounce of testosterone. He will not be there.
He will not be there.
Who are you going to Big Gigantic with?
Some friends.
Girls?
It's a mixed group.
Oh, boys. Yeah. That means Will. That always means
actually,
Will.
Actually, no, it's not Will. Well, I was going with girls, and then I have a friend that's visiting from Toronto, and he's staying with a girlfriend in Sarasota, so I invited both of them.
What now? Hold on. What?
So I was friends with a guy in Michigan.
Okay.
And he was doing a rotation there for med school. and he lives in Toronto, but he decided to come down here to stay for a while with one of his girlfriends, who apparently he's not blasting, but who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah. So I invited both of them.
How does a guy, first of all, is he an attractive guy?
Yeah, not bad.
And is she an attractive girl?
Not bad.
They're blasting.
Right. So I invited both of them.
So now, do you have to pay?
For the concert? Yeah. I paid for a ticket.
No, their ticket.
No. I invited them. I was like, you guys like this type of music. They go to EDC. So I thought, hey, maybe you like some of this sort of stuff. They'd never heard of him before. I sent them the link and they got tickets.
Where's it at?
Janus Live.
Oh, okay. So it's a smaller little venue.
Yeah.
It's not like that big music festival they do out Ray J, you know. Like,
no.
It's just going to be like.
Which we'll be going to as well.
Mm-hmm. When's that?
I think it's May 27th and 28th. It's called Sunset Music Festival. Books and I got tickets.
We need to send Lummy in the wheelchair.
Does Lummy have tickets?
You don't need to go to the wheel. You don't need tickets to go to the parking lot.
I don't think you need tickets.
To the parking lot.
I don't think you need tickets if you're fucking in a wheelchair and you're like, wah, 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 wah,
wah. Maybe not.
Get me right in.
Okay.
I want to see Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
I'm going to see Marshmallow. I'm going to see Marshmallow. Promise it. Practice it, Lummy.
I want to see Marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallow, my favorite hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, we're doing
Sunset
that.
Sunset Festival.
Okay.
This is the hit, no sound. This is the hit that Patrick Mahomes took. Was it really that big of a deal?
I mean, it was a late hit, but
was it?
I don't think it really
was. This is the out-of-bounds deal?
Yeah, this is the out-of-bounds deal.
I don't even watch this.
All right, hold on.
I did. It was the last 20 seconds of the game.
So he's out of bounds right now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And
to me, it looks like the guy's just following him.
Yeah, but the other angle is better.
Is it?
It kind of looks like he started losing his footing too.
Like Mahomes or the guy or 58.
58. Like he's trying to slow down a little bit. See how he's going forward.
Yeah.
Like he's ready to fall and he's using Mahomes as like.
It's kind of like he's trying to use Mahomes to kind of hold on to a little bit.
Exactly.
And then Mahomes flopped.
You know you can't do that to quarterback though.
Yeah. But watch Mahomes take the full blown hand flop too. Watch Mahomes.
Hold on. Before you play it again, the best part is one of the sideline guys really takes it.
Hold on. Takes a lick?
Yeah, watch. An old guy.
Oh, it's always the old guys.
That guy right there.
Bye.
Going over top.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. And he gets all of 58's junk on him, too.
Does this video have the other angle? Because they replayed a few times. The other angle is better.
58, man. He pretty much blew his knee out.
58 blew his knee. It blew his knee out. Yeah. Let me see if they... Let me see if you can find me
They keep replaying it, so they might have it after this.
All right, hold on here. 58, losing his balance. Mm-hmm. Mahomes taking a flop. Get within field goal range because we're getting a call from New York that since he made it last year, KC, Mahomes, you know, two black quarterbacks.
I watched the last part of this game. There was like a lot of weird calls and stuff.
Exactly.
Here we go. Here's the other angle.
All right, here we go. So Mahomes is running, which, by the way, I love Mahomes. I really do.
McBone, whatever you call him.
Mahabone.
Mahabones. All right, boom.
So he's out there. Pushes him. And then there's...
But I mean...
Here goes the old guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
No, man. I mean, here we go. Let me see. Let me see how much of a push it is.
It's not much, but he's clearly out.
Man, Gramps takes
that's what I'm
hit.
Saying. That's the best. Yeah. That the guy that took the biggest hit was the
wow.
sideline guy.
Oh,
there
hi, Gramps.
The problem was that the Osai guy. The push, he did a follow through on the push.
Yeah, his arm kind of went through.
Oh, Gramps!
Right in the nuts.
But watch it. But he goes back and whips his head into the chairs or whatever.
Oh, yep. Grandpa!
There he goes, boom.
Oh,
bye.
And then Blitz, he gets a 58 on top kicker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
58's coming full blowed, and he blowed his knee.
I like how the guys on the bench didn't even react.
I know they don't care.
No. Yeah.
I don't know, Lummy. I mean, I could see where it went that way.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly out of bounds there, and that's where he pushed him right there.
And you know they baby quarterbacks, oh, so.
Course, yeah, you're right. You're right. At that point,
everybody knows that.
So if it was anyone else but the quarterback, it's probably not a call.
Correct.
If it's the running back.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let me just show you this. Okay, Mahomes is still in bounds. Okay, he's out of bounds right now. But the guy, 58, if you look here, he's already started his push.
Yep.
He started his push while Mahomes was just what he was to think inbounds. That's where he starts his push.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got to think, he's running as fast as he can. He's got momentum, too.
Yeah. Sure. And he's trying to slow himself down.
Yeah.
Lands on Gramps' nuts.
Yeah.
Blows out his...
Oh, here's a better one. Here's a better
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, see, if you start...
He's already out there.
I know, but...
Before he ever touches them.
But he started... He started with... Hold on, watch it. Here we go.
And he followed through, though.
Yeah, it was... Blitz, you're right. It was the...
And it wasn't a hard push, but still.
It was the absolute fucking follow through.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That looks sped up.
Blitz, how... I mean, Lummy, how mad was the Cincinnati people at this guy?
Oh, 100, even the players are screaming. Why did you even effing... No, I guess you could say fucking touch the quarterback.
I saw that
Of all people they're going to baby is Mahomes. I mean, they're going to baby this guy like Rodgers and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. Blitz, you're right. They're going to baby them all because they're the...
They baby all quarterbacks, period.
They're the franchise.
Yeah. They always have, like always.
Oh, look at his knee stiffen up. Yep. Oh.
Right.
Oh! Is he's out, out?
Well, the whole
I mean,
team's
I mean,
out.
Like,
Dan,
for a
Dan
year?
Dan says for 6 months.
No.
Oh, shit.
And, of course... 8 seconds left, 45. Was that a 15-yard penalty?
15-yard, yes.
Yeah, right in the field
because
goal
position. They had no chance.
No chance.
No. We were going to overtime, right, Blitz?
Yes.
I mean, we were going to overtime.
Yeah. They would have had one more play, but that would have been it. But watch, he kicks it, and then he makes it in no problem, but like 15 more yards, there's no way he would have made it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right.
What was it, 8 seconds? Yeah, they probably would have tried to do a short pass and then get closer, but still.
that guy is like, man, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Random person finds dismembered male genitalia sitting in a gas station parking lot.
What?
I got to be honest with you. I think this is Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, if I was, you know, in a gas station like the Wawa and just filling up and I saw a guy's dick and balls.
And the balls?
And balls.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would just be like, I don't want to get involved.
Exactly.
I mean, the headline, Bubba the Love Sponge finds man's dick and balls on pump six. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, the mobile police.
I agree.
Is it Mobile? Mobile. The Mobile, Alabama Police Department responded to a call Monday, just a few days ago, that male genitalia had been found in an Alabama gas station, the department told the Daily Caller. Witnesses found the human penis in a parking lot of a gas station located at the corner of wherever and wherever.
Mm-hmm.
The Mobile Police Department told the caller, I'm sorry, told the caller police are not investigating the incident as a murder or assault. The MPD believes the penis belongs to a motorcycle driver who was involved in a fatal accident at a nearby intersection, according to the statement obtained Tuesday.
So that means that the police did the investigation, didn't do a very good job looking for stuff.
Penis and
yeah, they're like, well, balls. We left the penis and balls behind somewhere.
Police officers responded to a motorcycle crash around 6 a.m. Monday near eastbound I-10 and I-65. One of the officers found the driver involved, a 29-year-old Christopher Means, dead at the scene of the crash. The preliminary investigation revealed the victim was riding his motorcycle southbound on 65 on the I-65 ramp to the eastbound I-10 when he lost control of the motorcycle, according to the statement. The rider was thrown from his motorcycle and struck by multiple vehicles. That's the worst. You get thrown by your bike and then
you lose your
three
penis.
Great fucking whodunits right. Pew, pew,
pew. And your balls.
One of the drivers involved in the crash remained at the scene until officers arrived. The department is currently trying to locate the other drivers involved. I'm at the point now in my life where if I see something, unless I hit somebody or they hit me.
Yeah, or like you could help somebody. Like what are you going to do?
Yeah, like if I was driving down the road and a car was in flames and there were like I would try to help.
Yeah.
But if I see, you know, again, I think I just talked a couple weeks ago. I was the first person that saw a guy sideswipe a semi.
Yeah.
And get T-boned, and I should have stopped and told the investigating officer, because that's what the investigating officers use. They use the testimony of
eyewitnesses
of you know, the people involved in the crashes, and then really they rely on eyewitnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
And I'm like, I hate being an eyewitness. I was an eyewitness one time, and the fucking state wore me out.
Yeah.
States call me up like, yes, there's depth of this guy. They're the guy that was cited, according to your testimony, and I was taking this to a deposition deal, and they like to depose you. And I'm like, what?
Right. Then you got to deal with all that bullshit.
So I had to go down to this fucking lawyer's place and sit in there for 2.5 hours and go literally tell my story 4 different times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I was going to vary.
Then they're trying to like bring up shit on you. And it's like, why didn't that? What the fuck?
And then it comes to be trial. And they're like, your testimony is going to be on this particular time. Well, they end up settling right before, you know.
Of course.
But I had to be on standby and all that bullshit. I don't need that shit.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to be part of a jury trial either. First of all, I'm going to get disqualified the minute they find out who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to be part of a jury. No, you know, I wouldn't. If it's a high-profile one where I could sell the rights, you know.
For months.
Right.
But I mean, but most trials don't start till about 9, right? That's usually, is it 8 or 9 that they usually, that you have to be at the courthouse by?
I don't know. The jury's probably going to get there at 8:30.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck.
I'm like, listen, Your Honor, I need to come in about 10 o'clock.
I got to do my show first, then you guys can start the stupid trial.
Stupid trial, life and death.
I need VIP parking, too, because I'm going to be coming in late.
Yeah. Biden has announced that there's going to be a $292 million new rail tunnel for under the Hudson River.
And
he said that he's ridden that thing 1,000 times, and indeed, it's needed. And
well, it's already come out. I guess he keeps telling the story about
He tells all kinds of stories.
And I guess, like, it's, you know, he just keeps making up the story. How he talked to this guy that was already dead.
What?
So like, he talks about, like, the guy that drove the train after he was done being the vice president, told him how many times he actually rode the train. And they found out that the guy actually died in 2013.
Now, I mean, what now?
So Biden supposedly has rode this, the train, like 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times or whatever it is. Because when he was done being vice president, he was bragging about how many miles he flew on Air Force Two. And supposedly this train conductor, who was already dead in 2014, told Biden that he rode way more miles on the Amtrak. And the boys all figured it out. And so people are saying that the guy actually retired from being a conductor in 1993. No, it's pretty, it's knowledgeable. I mean, in 1993, the guy actually stopped being a conductor and died in 2014.
So he completely just making shit up?
Yeah.
Well, that part is suspect. But, like, I guess I don't mind spending money on infrastructure for our country. If we're going to just willy-nilly send it to other countries for no reason at all, I'd rather have it to be spent here on stuff we could possibly use.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm all for, like, infrastructure. One of the things I think Rick Scott, as a governor in Florida, really, you know, did nothing with regard. You know, we have two major highways that come into Florida, 95 and 75, and they both are just absolute fucking nightmares to drive on. They both are so like, they both need two, three lanes. And they've actually built, when they built them, and I-4 is probably the most glaring problem. But, you know, Rick Scott didn't put the rail in, you know, from Orlando. It was going to eventually go Orlando. It was going to go Tampa to Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Rick Scott, but I think he did try to pass a lot of that. And as a senator, he's been doing a lot of infrastructure stuff.
Yeah. Well, as a governor, he didn't do shit. And I mean, I think because we're becoming so populated and stuff, I think we're lacking in infrastructure and bad here.
I said this earlier today, like, anytime I go somewhere, you know, like with Anna, and I'm like, oh, this used to all be woods and now it's just apartment buildings. And I'm thinking, not just that, it's like, where is everyone going to be driving at? Because everyone lives in one of those is going to have a car and we're already full.
Yeah. So, like, where's everybody?
Yeah.
Where's everybody gonna go?
Like up by where Lummi lives, man. Like that area used to be like nothing 10 years ago, and now it's you know a 6-hour drive to go 2 blocks.
If you go up to San Antonio, that's where it's going.
Yeah. And that's where the merch crick.
Yeah, I know.
That's where her place is, and her place used to be the country, like the country. And now they're building a Target distribution center, and she's so fucking hot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Biden goes off the rails as he repeats false story for the 8th time. 8th time. Grandpa says it 8 times. Huh? Joe, you said this 7 times before.
He's really just trying to drive home the point.
Right. If he says it enough, it'll become the truth.
Well, they said that, I guess, as the White House people keep telling him not to say the story, and he keeps telling the story.
Well, I forgot, clearly.
I'd love to be in some of those briefings when they're like, Joe, Joe.
Are you fucking kidding me?
First of all, Joe, get off of 10-speed. You're not going to ride no more fucking 10-speed.
He got off of it.
No, no more oatmeal.
Sideways.
Secondly, Joe, Joe, when you tell these stories... They were false 6 stories ago, and we told you to stop telling them. Oh, you didn't tell me to stop telling that one. Yeah, we did. You stupid fuck.
You stupid old son.
I wonder if there's a president. I wonder if there's somebody that works for the president that could talk to him like the way the way your buddies can.
Why would it matter? He wouldn't remember anything anyways. Yeah.
You know, that's probably why Joe has everybody around, because they call him and he can't remember. I can't remember that guy called me a stupid fuck yesterday. He's my friend. He'd never. Joe, why are you talking to that guy? He called you a stupid fuck yesterday. No, he didn't.
Yeah. He has dementia.
I think he does.
Well, yeah, no shit.
I think he does.
People are like, I can't believe he said that. I'm like, I can. He has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he can't believe he said it.
Yeah. He's shitting himself.
Do you think Joe shits himself?
Probably occasionally when he laughs too hard.
I wonder I would be so enamored. You know how Anna, how you like the pimple popper and the 600-pound life and all that bullshit. I'd love to see Joe
the shit wiper.
No, I'd like to see Joe how he rolls like when he's in his underwear and t-shirt.
Just the N-word. And
like what does he do? Like, is he fucking his Jill? Is that his wife, Jill?
Yeah, Dr. Jill.
Hey, Jill.
I can't imagine they're fucking.
How about some head
got
tonight?
Fucking Snoop Dogg playing in the background.
Can you imagine
smoking
a
crack
joint?
Like his son, Hunter?
I would love if Joe, you know, the only thing that could really save it for Joe Biden for me is if after hours he was smoking some weed and fucking Jill. You know what I'm saying? Got his big old grandpa dong out there.
His balls hanging low.
Checking off to porn.
All the way down his ankles.
Very extended scrotum.
Yeah. He's got ankle balls.
And I would be so cool if Joe's got ankle balls with a kind of a big hog.
That's awesome.
I'd be cool as hell with that. Sitting there with a nice big...
His dong's like a curly cue. It bends so much.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? As you get older, you get peronies.
Yeah, he's got peronies all over the place. It's like a curly cue.
Oh, and I know somebody that was my age that had to go in for peronies surgery.
He had a U-turn Jones?
Yeah, it's where your cock goes in like it's going around one of those corners.
It's peronies...
It's a buildup of scar tissue, and it makes
I thought it was
dick...
a Polish...
That's a pierogi.
Oh.
Pretty Italian... beer too.
It's a buildup of scar tissue and it makes it like bend and turn and shit.
Yeah. Doesn't it bend up?
No, it can any direction.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's to the point where you can't even get it in.
Right.
Your girl.
Right.
Because unless you're a fucker. It's made to fuck around the corner.
That's what
it's made for.
Right. Like those spy glasses when you were a kid.
Yeah.
They have like multiple mirrors.
And so honest to God, like it.
Periscope. I need to see some pictures. Let me see.
I sent you a link with just the cartoon.
Images.
Kinda.
Send it to me, Lemmy.
All right.
Fine.
Oh, no!
Dr. Markey's talking about it all the time.
Oh, no.
And there's guys.
That happens to boys when they
get old.
Girls, in the surgery, they have to, like,
I don't think I can broadcast this.
That's fine. I won't play it.
But they have to take off your skin. Oh, God.
Yeah, they got to go in and fix the cartilage, Anna. My buddies was to the side.
I mean,
to the left.
I think some girls wouldn't mind if it was bent up like that.
Yeah, you could really hit it at some good spots.
Right.
But if it's to the side, if you're a sidewinder,
yeah.
no girl wants the side of their leg hit when they're getting blasted.
Look at the one that's all sprawled open and cut open. And
that's how they. Yeah, that's yeah. Let's get off this immediately. Yes. It's really, you know, pictures of.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad for you.
That's called peronies.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that.
Oh,
and you get that with, you know, age and I don't know. Like,
do you get some exercises to prevent that?
I think it's called just straight fucking.
Just
I think
fuck
if you
it
just,
out?
I
fuck
think
it
if,
straight?
I think if you,
fuck it straight.
And I got to think, man, if your cock starts going one way or the other, man, that you're pretty much, you know, try to get on that pretty early.
I would think so. Use like some popsicle sticks and shit.
Yeah, they might be able to.
You know what my
help is our penis pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had one that started going awry a little bit and you pumped. And the doc might very well say, hey, listen, you know what? You have very, very, very early signs of peronies, and if you start pumping, I mean, Blitz, that those pumps aren't—they're straight up and down, right?
Yeah.
It makes your go straight up and down. So you'd be like, listen, you need to start building up some more muscle memory, straight up and down, penis, not a sidewinder way.
You have to talk to it. You have to talk to it too.
Yeah, like, listen, buddy, you're gonna be straight like a little soldier.
Hey, buddy,
you're gonna be straight like a little soldier. You know?
Yeah.
Those penis pumps are pretty cool.
They are.
I need to get mine back out. I haven't used it in a while.
You haven't taken yours out around the farm?
Mm-mm.
I've had all these visitors and stuff. I need to get
yeah.
back
need
into
to
the
get
pump.
De-visitored
well,
out.
I need yeah, true. But more importantly, I need to
get milked.
We have before February. Before I got 13 days to get milked. I think we all.
Yeah, I know.
Can anybody the only person we're missing is Dan. Can anybody at least say whether yes or no if they've been milked yet?
Oh, I can say no.
I can say no too.
I have not been milked.
Not you. You're the milker. Sorry.
I've tried.
Yeah.
Lummy, you're Lummy, please.
Well, I'm the king milker.
You're the what?
I'm the king milker.
We know that you've been milked the most frequent.
Yes.
But since we started talking about it and we put down a mandate of milking. Have you participated in that?
No, I have not participated since we talked about it.
Does your wife know that that's on the menu?
Oh, 100%. We have a plan.
Get a milk plan.
Yeah, we have a milk plan.
Good.
Nice special day. Special night. Get a little milking session in.
Well, I mean, we're all going to have to do that.
I know.
Like, I mean, like
I
every
mean,
one of
make
us
sure
has
mine's
to do
overboard,
that.
You know, kind of.
We got, woof. We got like a full week and then two weekends where we got to get it done in.
Yeah.
Got to milk it.
Now, Anna, are you going to be the, I mean.
I think I have to be.
I think
do
you
I
do.
Do I really have a choice?
No, you don't.
I didn't think so. So why ask?
Those little ET fingers are yours.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I got to think with Blitz, you might need two.
I would
we'll
assume
start with one
would be fine.
No, I think, honest to God, even when the doctor checks your prostate, doesn't he check it with two fingers?
I don't know what doctor you've been going to.
Hey, Alexa.
Both hands on your
when the doctor checks your prostate, does he use one or two fingers?
Oh, no.
From reference.com. A DRE exam involves placing two gloved fingers inside the rectum to feel the prostate gland.
Does anybody else want to say they're fucking sorry?
Sorry.
Oh, I apologize profusely.
Because you tried to say, I don't know what kind of fucking milking you're talking about, and here I am, I'm dead on, because I remember Dr. Mark telling me how they did it. I'll ask again. Alexa, when you go to the urologist and have your prostate checked, does he use one or two fingers? Asked it a different way. Hey, Alexa.
I'm looking online, and it says one or two. So two is acceptable.
Yeah. And Blitz, you're not a small guy. You know, and you're 6 foot, what, five?
Four and change.
You're 6'4" and change, big bodied. Lummy, you're 6'5", big bodied. I'm 5'9", big bodied.
Yeah, for now.
Dan might be the only one that needs one finger, but demands three.
Right.
With gold gloves. Poor Romina's got to go get gold gloves to do it.
I think Dan's going to be doing it himself.
Yeah, Dan did. Dan did intimate. Isn't that what you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Dan did intimate that he would potentially be doing it himself
in the carriage house.
Now, even if I wanted to do
it myself, he's going to go outside and start his car engine so he can hear the engine going. He'll just go to town.
But even if I wanted to do it myself, I don't think I could. I don't have the arm length.
Oh, I mean,
I can't. I can barely.
I could.
Well, of
easily,
course.
But
he's. I mean, you have abnormally large, long
he's a
arms.
Long wingspan. Lummy's
got a long wingspan.
I do too, for my size.
That's great. I don't. I can barely wipe my ass. That's wiping my ass. Thank God, whoever made me at least made me have long enough arms to wipe my ass.
God bless him.
Yeah, that's so good.
I can get my ass clean. I can get every area of that my ass that needs to be wiped. I can get it. Now, I never used to be when I was heavier, but you know, long as I'm like 320 on down and I'm good. You start getting into 330s, 340s, and
you call Holly.
Sorry. I get the towel and call Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you cheated on her.
What?
Nice.
What did she say?
Then you cheated on her.
Why are you being mean?
I mean, technically, she was ripping his ass while he was cheated on her.
Pretty much of a dick guy.
Pretty pimp. I mean, she wiped your ass and then you cheated. Oh, poor girl.
Imagine the stories that she's told her poor little girlfriends. So this fat ass that I was with for 7 years and moved from Orlando to Chicago to Milwaukee to Tampa, then three times in Tampa. Fat ass, and you know, he was so fucking fat that I had to wipe his ass, and then he cheated on me.
And then who'd she end up with?
Then she ended up with my number one fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess she got the last laugh.
Back in the day,
I know.
When we were brand new, we actually had fans. We only had like 10 fans, and a guy named Brian Steele was fan number one, and that's who she ended up with.
Was he a big Beanie Baby guy?
Well, they did collect Beanie Babies together.
Oh, God.
There you go. I'm not a Beanie Baby guy. You can wipe my ass, but I ain't going to the Beanie Baby convention with you. Are Beanie Baby, like, Lummy, are some of those worth a lot of money?
Yeah.
I think
there's some rare ones out there.
Some jokes on me.
Yeah.
Probably fucking got... $2 million of fucking Beanie Babies. Ty, remember they were called, they were
Ty,
by
the company.
Yep.
T-Y.
Yep. Yep.
Ty,
I used to collect them.
Fucking Beanie Babies. I'm Beanie Baby, even the hell right out of here. We will see you tomorrow. I might try to go out and do a food review today, but I'm not very hungry.
Oh, man.
We're going to go. Oh, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell for the wings.
Yeah.